Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk bass fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Hayes Barnaby. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
At Hayward Power Sports, we know it's fun to roam the boat shows. But remember, we have awesome deals every day, and we'll be here long after the shows. As a sampling of our Lund inventory, we have a Pro-V Bass, an 1875 Crossover, and an 1875 Impact set up in our outdoor showroom. Buy one today and claim huge Lund rebates up to $7,500. Plus, we'll have it ready to go for you right away this spring, and we'll even include free storage for next winter. Come check out our everyday boat show at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or online at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, you know, we got past that cool down, and now we're in the warm-up, and all the lakes are open, I think.
Thank goodness. And that water will start warming up, which is great if you're looking to do some spring fishing.
You know, and I imagine with the weather we had the last few weeks, you don't have a lot of reports guys getting out, or do you have a few guys that were out?
Oh, there's a few guys that are just starting to get out this last weekend. Mostly guys that are just starting to get out there, just looking to knock some rust off, see what we got for water temps. Sounds like we're in the high 30s, low 40s out there, and some of the smaller lakes that guys are starting to get out on too, but not a whole lot of reports coming back of people fishing yet or catching fish.
You know, there has been a few people on the rivers because the rivers are actually manageable right now. We don't have that high water situation we normally have in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was on the river myself on Saturday night. Fishing was kind of slow, but there were definitely fish moving. But there's guys fishing. There's catching some fish out there. Seeing some pictures from some friends or what have you out there, there's some nice fish coming out.
Yeah, and I'm hearing some reports of guys getting out on the big lake up there and trolling too. And, you know, that's been productive.
Yep, been hearing that too. Had a handful of people that are out there trolling some baits or what have you. They're getting some northern, some walleye, just a little bit of everything out there, some trout, some salmon. So everything's coming in, getting ready for the smelt run.
You know, it's an interesting fishery up there, and it's worth going up there for guys because, you know, they got some really nice walleyes in there too, as well as the trout and salmon and everything.
Absolutely. It's big water, so it's big fish, so big everything. But yeah, there's some really nice walleyes up there.
You had any reports of guys going anyplace else like the Mississippi River? I know Rainy River, they've been getting in. They've been fighting some ice up there, but over toward the Fox River?
Not lately. We had a couple people that were headed that way mid-March. I came back, and they were doing fairly well, but not since.
You know, Mississippi is not that far away from us here in Hayward, and, you know, that's good fishing down there. And right now, we're not looking at the normal year where you've got all that super high water and everything.
Yeah, you know, and when you don't have all that super high water, you know, it kind of congregates fish all into, you know, certain little pockets and areas, so it's a lot easier to get on fish, and it's, you know, not as hard to control the boat or what have you. But no, not a whole lot of reports, but I'm sure there's guys fishing down there.
That's going to change, I think. Now it's warming up here. We get into mid-April and going toward the fishing opener. The opener is only a few weeks away now, and, you know, a lot of people kind of gearing up for that, I think.
Oh, absolutely. We've got guys coming into the shop that are restocking tackle boxes, getting things organized. You know, it's going to be here in the blink of an eye, and, you know, we're ready for it.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of new stuff out there, but the old tried and true stuff seems to work good for opener.
Oh, it's crazy how much new stuff that's out there, but how much stuff has been out there for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 50 years that still works to this day. I mean, you open up an old tackle box, you'll find stuff that'll work just as well as something you pull off the shelf today.
Yeah, you know, and that's true. Sometimes the fish forget about it, too, after a few years. But I think they can get conditioned to certain types of baits. They sure seem to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you get a whole bunch of people that go out there throwing one kind of bait at them, and those fish get smart, you know?
You know, let's talk a little bit about the panfish. We're going to be able to get out here this next week. I'm sure you're going to be out in the next week or two someplace. You got the boat ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Boat's in the garage, ready to roll.
You bet. And, you know, there'll be some good fishing out there for panfish ahead of the opener because it is open.
Yeah, yep. You know, panfish is open right now. We've got a catch and release bass season, so definitely a lot of opportunities out there as long as you can find fish.
And that's the key, too, is finding them, because you're going to have to work around and look a little bit. At what temperature do you think they'll start moving out of their basins?
So usually you'll start seeing some of those fish moving out of the basins between 40 and 45 degrees. They're not going to come up far out of the basins. You know, they're going to move from that basin. They're going to come up onto that next shelf. So if those crappies are going to come in, or bluegills or what have you, to some shallow spawning area, they're going to be just outside of that. So if crappies come in and 1 to 2 feet to spawn or what have you, you're going to be in that second or third place that you look just out from there, probably in that 8 to 14 feet. It'll all depend on water temp and, you know, kind of your conditions for that day. You know, you get a cold day, fish move back out. You get a warm day, fish move in. So it's just a lot of looking out there and staying on top of the bite.
Well, looking at the long-term forecast, I don't see any really super warm days coming in. So nice temperatures, but, you know, I've seen years where it got to be 80 degrees and, you know, it wasn't very long. Those fish were up in real skinny water along shoreline. So at what point they'll move up there, maybe around 50-ish, I think.
Yeah, yep. They'll come up in there at 50. They'll probably spawn in another couple degrees at, you know, 54 to 60, and then they'll hold to shore, and they'll find some cover or what have you just to recover a little bit before they move back out to the weed line and start feeding for the summer.
Down here at the shop, I know you guys are pretty much geared up already. I see lots of fishing rods this year, way more than normal.
Absolutely. We got way more of a lot than normal. Did a really nice job setting up the shop. We still got some stuff to do. You know, we're going to see a lot of our brand new musky baits come in over the next month or so. But, yeah, we're here. We're ready for you. So if you're looking to get anything ready for this coming spring and stay ahead of the game, stop on by.
You know, the other thing let's talk about real quick is the turkey seasons are getting underway. And, you know, there seems to be a lot of turkeys out there.
Seen a lot of turkeys. And I think we had an awesome winter, you know, as compared to last winter for those turkeys being able to make it through. Seeing a lot of those young birds from last year running around out there and seeing a lot of toms getting busy out there right now.
Yeah, actually, they've been strutting lately and everything. So, you know, you guys have got a lot of stuff in here, calls and different things, too, if they need to, you know, to gear up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We got calls, we got suits, we got everything like that. If you're looking for a new firearm to go turkey hunting with, you know, we got the gun counter back here and ready to roll. So stop on by and check us out.
You bet. Well, a lot of interesting information there, Jarrett. And I know hopefully you and I can get out and do some fishing here sometime here between now and the opener, I hope.
Absolutely. I got you penciled in.
Okay, Jared, thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring their show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Hayes Barnaby. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward Area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season. And if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports has remodeled our service center. This is service manager Damon Schrader. Don't worry, we have the same friendly faces with a service team of 16 highly skilled and certified technicians and a parts inventory that's second to none. We're ready to service and repair your BRP and Polaris machines, plus virtually every major outboard on the planet. And remember, it's always a good idea to think ahead and bring your machines early for the next season. See Hayward Power Sports just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or call 715-462-36.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the people I get on here from time to time is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Hayes Barnaby, who fishes a lot of bass. We got a chance to talk to him the other day on the phone about bass fishing right here in the Northland. Hayes, you know, our bass fishing up here is very underrated. I mean, you're looking at, you know, what they normally catch in tournaments. And, you know, it's a little different when you go down south and you run some of the big tournaments. I know you just got back. You actually made a trip down to the Super Bowl of bass fishing, basically, the Bassmaster Classic, didn't you?
Yeah, me and a couple of buddies jumped in the truck and made a 12-hour drive to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and fished Grand Lake for a couple of days and then walked around the expo. And that was a very cool experience. And if anyone's, you know, ever thought about doing it, I would highly suggest the trip. It was very, very fun.
You know, that lake is, how much different is that than what we've got up here?
Oh, well, being that's a great big reservoir. I mean, that's kind of a whole different ball game. And then just the wind down in that neck of the brush is different too. It's a whole different ball game. Lots and lots of fish down there. On the graph. So it was a very cool experience, and, you know, lots of bass, lots of white bass, lots of drum, and just, you know, everything under the sun. So it was super fun.
What was the typical weights when they come in on that thing?
There was a lot of guys in the, I would say mid-teens, high teens. I believe the guy, Justin, that won it was bringing in like 18 or 20 pounds kind of religiously. But I would say out of the 50-something anglers that there was, your low teens to mid-teens was, you know, your average bag for five.
You know, that's not really that much different from up here. And, you know, that's known for being bass country down south. But, you know, on tournaments up here, they get those kind of weights coming in.
Oh, I mean, here for, I would say, if your average, we'll say like the Hayward Bass Club or your open stuff around here, your average bag is anywhere from 12 to 16 pounds. I mean, if you're doing over 16 pounds, 18 pounds, you're doing pretty good and you'll probably cash a check.
Yeah, you know, actually was a little better on some lakes a few years ago, but that's kind of, we're starting to get enough pressure on the lakes now on bass. It's changing. You know, when I came up here, you found very little bass tackle. And you know, I've been up here for 45 years guiding, and you didn't find a lot of bass gear out there, especially for largemouth. But now you go in places like Hayward Bait, and they got a tremendous selection of bass lures and soft plastics and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, 110%. The bass fishing in northern Wisconsin is growing, and it's great. And Hayward Bait does have a phenomenal selection of not only bass, but, you know, everything under the sun. And it's great to have people sharing, you know, the passion and more anglers out there. And yeah, it's awesome.
You know, and the big thing has always been walleyes up here or muskies. And muskies, understandably, you're fishing for, you know, they used to call it the fish at 10,000 casts. That's a pretty low-density fish, and you spend a lot of time per fish. But walleyes has been a big deal. But, you know, if you really want to just have fun and catch fish, obviously panfish is a good option. But, you know, bass fishing up here, you catch way more fish per hour going after largemouth or smallmouth up here than you can walleyes, I think.
Yeah, I mean, on a good day, John, I mean, if you're having a good day, you should be able to crack, you know, 30 fish. I mean, that's what I consider a good day, 20, 30 fish. I've had days where it's over 50. So, I mean, if you're looking for a lot of action and a lot of fun, I mean, bass fishing is definitely the way to fly. And a lot of people are catching release on these large and smallmouth bass. So, I mean, it's a great for the future as well for this, for that sport.
You know, some of our lakes up here actually managed for trophy smallmouth with a limit of one. It's got to be 18 inches, so it's pretty much catch and release fishery.
Yeah, I mean, that's great that they implied that. I believe that was, 4 or 5 years ago. And I mean, you can definitely tell in the lakes that they've implied that rule, that it's done nothing but help with not only the size, but the population of fish after that rule is engaged.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the early part of the season for bass. You want to go out after smallmouth, for instance. What's going to be your go-to bait, your go-to location? Let's kind of run us in on what you would think of.
So as soon as the ice comes off, John, you're going to want to focus on kind of your wintering spots. Your wintering spots normally are going to be 20 to 30 feet deep rock, maybe some cribs mixed in or some kind of structure to hold those fish there for the winter. And if they're feeding on, you know, crayfish or following minnows, I mean, it's not all deep. There's going to be fish that are always going to be on the weed lines too. A phenomenal bait to start off with is going to be a Ned rig. A tube. Those are going to be kind of the two that I'm going to rely heavily on as soon as the ice comes off.
You bet. Well, you know, and they'll move up quite a bit shallower right away. And I mean, once I get about 25 feet, I tend to leave them alone, but they'll move up into that 15 to 25 foot range pretty quick once that water, just immediately after ice, a few days, they'll start to warm up.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you get bluebird skies with a really hot sun. Those fish are really going to slide, we'll say, on a spot that is kind of a hump. Those fish are going to feel that sun, and they're going to move up pretty quick. And then we'll say, you know, your peak sun is going to be anywhere from like 1 to 3 o'clock. You can actually jump on those fish that are moving up shallow, and then kind of when that sun dips away, they're going to slide back down deep. But, I mean, the first week of that really nice weather and warm nights is a big player in those fish transitioning from deep to shallow.
Yeah, and looking around, I find that you got to look around too, because they're not going to be on every piece of structure. But when you do find them, you're going to find more than one. You're going to find a bunch of fish usually.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of dead water early in the spring. Lots and lots of dead water. But like you said, once you find one fish, more than likely there's going to be more. And it's going to be, once you can get that one fish to bite or two fish to bite, you're going to engage that school, and it's just going to be a fish catching bonanza from there. Yeah. And once that happens, you're going to have to, you know, roll through some baits, because they're going to get kind of wise. Fish aren't stupid. So you have to, you know what I mean, have a couple other things, whether it's a color change or a size change or a weight change, anything like that. But normally you can pick off, you know what I mean,
when 10 plus fish. When do you start going to the jerk baits on them?
So the jerk baits, I would say once that water hits 52, 55, it all depends on kind of what you're fishing too. I mean, I could go out when I fish this weekend, I'm definitely going to have a jerk bait tied on. It all depends. If you're going to go to the weed lines right away and you see that there's bait in the area, definitely throw a jerk bait right away.
Yeah, you know, it's colder the water, the longer the pause. I've said this on the radio show before many times, because, you know, when that water's cooler, it seems like a really long extended pause between your jerks and twitches.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that you really need to pay attention to, especially this time of the year, ice off, is pay attention to your lures and what it's doing. I mean, if you think you're waiting too long on a pause, you're probably not. I'll even count my jerk baits on to 10 seconds per pause. The classic twitch, pause, you know, wait 5 to 10 seconds, and then just kind of, you know what I mean, see what the fish want. Type of thing.
Yeah, that's usually the jerk baits, or most of them are suspending baits, and they're just going to hang there right in their face for an extended period, and they look at it, and finally they just kind of jump on it.
Yep. And then the big thing too with a jerk bait that a lot of people don't think about, you know, you should be running an all fluorocarbon rod and reel line setup. And the smaller the diameter and the longer the cast, the deeper you're going to get that bait down.
You took an all fluorocarbon or fluorocarbon leader on a braided line?
When I throw a jerk bait, John, I'm throwing all fluorocarbon. I'll normally throw it on 10 pound is a good kind of everywhere for me. Some guys will throw it on 8 to get it down even deeper. Say if you're fishing some structure in like 20 feet of water, to get it down an extra 3 feet.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, but different lines as far as floating, sinking, you know, fluorocarbon is one of the heavier lines that sinks.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, to have rods with, you know, 8 pound, 10 pound, 12 pound, it all does something different with each lure. And I personally like 8 to 10 pound. If you're going to fish some weeds or largemouth stuff, then I'll start bumping the line up heavier. But if you're doing, we'll say, a smallmouth jerkbait thing, it's normally that 10 pound is magic.
Well, folks, you know we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayes Barnaby. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and boresight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Hayes Barnaby.
You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the largemouth fishing up here. And in largemouth, you can also catch them early in the season. A lot of people think that they're a warm water fish, but fish are cold-blooded. They adapt to the temperature that they're in. And you can catch largemouth. Well, what would you be looking for, and what would be your approach to look for the early largemouth out there?
So if I was going to go out and do some early largemouth stuff, I would look a lot at weeds, shallow bays, and you're going to, if you can figure out or know where these fish are going to be spawning in the next month and change, 2 months, depending on weather and everything, that's where you're going to want to go. You're going to want to find weeds that are still holding oxygen. The fish really aren't going to be around, you know, weeds that are dead or brown. If you can find stuff like that in 15, 10, maybe 5 in some of the bays, and just go out and start hucking a swim bait around or even a jerk bait, chatter bait, stuff like that right away, you'll have a lot of success. Spinner bait. Don't throw a willow blade early. Throw a Colorado blade, something that's thrown off a little bit more vibration, because these fish are cold, they're slow, and you'll have success. It's just kind of find the magic area on your side imaging and go from there.
You mentioned chatterbait. Now, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that we can't catch fish on a chatterbait, but yet it's one of the number one fish producers early in the year for largemouth.
100%. And don't be afraid of, you know, we'll use like the jackhammer chatterbait. Those, if you go into the bait shop or any of your local, you know, stores that have them, $15 to $18 for the jackhammer chatterbait. There's a reason why they're that much money and they work.
That, and the other one is lipless crankbaits. Lipless crankbaits are actually pretty productive early in the year, seems like, for the largemouth.
Yep, and I mean, even a square bill. I mean, don't be afraid to throw a square bill in a down tree and slow wind and knock it around that wood. Another thing, too, with largemouth, wood, docks, down trees, stumps hold and absorb heat faster than just about anything. So those fish sense that, and they'll be in those down trees and stuff too. And say if you're going to flip a Texas rig, go with like a 1/8 ounce tungsten or lead. I like lead when it's shallow like that. You know what I mean? You really don't need the tungsten end of it. And throw something with a little bit more plastic on it so you have a slower fall. Your black and blue, obviously, you can't go wrong. If you're fishing ice off right away, what you have to think about is these fish have been under, on a normal year, 2 feet of ice. And it takes them a little while for their eyes to readjust. So I like throwing whites or, you know, something that's a little bit more vibrant, and then get away from that after the ice has been off and the fish's eyes readjust.
You know, and a lot of people look at docks as being productive too, but, you know, I think if you're going out early in the year, there's some docks that will be, but usually those docks are probably a little bit deeper than the real shallow docks, you think?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we'll use the word ledge. The fish early in the year like a ledge point, we'll call it, where it's an easy transition from deep to shallow water. So if you have, like you said, a dock or a tree, something where those fish, say if at night or early in the morning they're sliding, they're in that 10, 15 feet, but at that noon 1, 2, 3 mark they're going to be up in that shallower stuff because they're on that tight slope. So anything like that will normally hold, you know what I mean, some fish as well, and along with bait and or other fish.
When do you expect to see topwater action for either smallmouth or largemouth?
So the topwater stuff for smallmouth normally isn't going to play until after the spawn in June. The largemouth end of it, honestly, I've caught largemouth on topwater baits in 53 degree water temps. That was the earliest I've ever seen it in my life. Normally the rule of thumb is 58, 60 degrees, and all depending on the water. You know what I mean? If you're fishing a lake that's 50 acres on fishing opener, it's going to be a heck of a lot warmer than, we'll say, like the Chippewa flowage. But normally, you know, a lot of people think the topwater is only a summertime thing. Well, you're completely wrong. It's a very effective thing for in the spring when the fish are pushing bait against the shorelines.
You know, and I'll talk a little bit, one more thing on smallmouth too, as we wrap up here. You know, smallmouth location changes a lot from lake to lake. I mean, if you're dealing with our big, clear, natural lakes that are the trophy smallmouth lakes compared to some of the shallower, more reservoirs, they fish totally different, it seems like.
Correct. I mean, we'll use maybe Moose Lake as a good example compared to the Grindstone or Lacuna Ray, just, you know, your local bodies of water. You're going from one lake that's kind of a basically a river system and shallow. You know, your average on Moose, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, is like 10 feet.
Yep.
Something like that. So, I mean, that's going to set up a whole heck of a lot different than like a Grindstone or LCO. On that shallower system like that, anything that's loud, your lipless cranks or your, I'll say a Livingston that's got something a little bit more noise in it. Those Livingston jerkbaits got some noise in them. The chatterbaits, stuff like that is going to be really effective right away. And then the stuff like the Grindstone or LCO where it's, you know, deep cribs, deep rock, sand, stuff like that. And then you're going to, you know what I mean, go with your neds and stuff like that. I mean, it's just two different animals, and it takes time to master both.
You bet. A lot of interesting information there, and you know, I encourage people to go out and enjoy some great bass fishing we got up here. I know you guide, you do a bunch of stonework on custom stonework and stuff too, but you do guide some. How does somebody get a hold of you if they do want to book a guide trip?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at Barnaby's Guide Service on Facebook or from my cell phone, 715-558-5392. And we can go for, you know, large smallmouth bass. I'll do a little bit of walleye stuff in June when they're on the slip bobbers. But we'll go out, and if I'll teach you how to break a lake down, where the fish are going to be, what they're going to want to bite on. We can go over electronics training, stuff like that. I got a great big Helix 15 where I sit so everyone can see, you know, what the fish look like on side imaging, what I'm looking for on the mapping. I'm running brand new Lake Master VX chips. So you have everything right there when you jump in my boat, and you can see everything that I'm seeing and get a really good breakdown of what I'm doing.
You know, thanks a lot, Barnaby.
Yep, no problem. Thank you, John.
Yep.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.